Michelle DeSalvo's daughter plans to go to college next year, but her husband might need to take a pay cut just to keep his job. So they're trying to save money wherever possible. That means no more shopping at the natural food store.
It's definitely more expensive. I mean, you have to go to things that are less expensive, and natural is definitely not that.
So what has changed in your shopping habits?
I go to Walmart. Yeah, for food. It's cheaper.
Not everyone is rushing to Walmart. Brenda Fisher says her family is struggling to pay for two kids in college, and they're looking for different ways to buy food. She used to stop at the butcher shop at Whole Foods, the natural food supermarket, but not anymore.
So I'd buy their meats because their meats are incredible. So I just can't afford it. I would actually like to buy a whole cow from a farmer because you can get them a lot cheaper, and I just have to get the money together.
Okay, so not everyone wants to buy a cow, but a lot of people are moving away from things that seem more expensive, like natural and organic products. In recent years, those foods have seen huge sales growth, but as the economy has turned sour, so have their sales. Whole Foods has seen a considerable sales drop at its stores, and the company's stock prices plunged more than 70% this year. Nancy Kane is professor of the history of retailing and consumer behavior at the Harvard Business School. She says some people see upscale stores such as Whole Foods as an indulgence, and that's not what they're wanting.
I think we are seeing a rush away from a lot of luxury right now.
But Kane says that's short term. She says consumers have been floored by the tanking of the stock market and the vulnerability of the financial systems. And they've done something we haven't seen in 25 years. They've stopped buying. But Kane says this is just one moment. She says people will walk back into stores, but they'll have revised priorities for their homes and families.
There's no way anyone's coming out of this moment without being affected by it. And it's a much more complicated story than the rush to Walmart.
Kane says natural food stores like Whole Foods and other environmentally centered companies are actually in just the right place for the long-term economic trend. When consumers start buying again, she thinks many will spend in places that are taking care of workers, animals, and the environment.
And I think we're going to see that the same things that built Whole Foods, that have made the environment and our interconnectedness so important to people, and move that from item number 10 or 20 on people's lists of important issues up to the top 2 to 4, those aren't going away because we're in the trough of a business cycle.
Kane expects that many people will spend their holiday money at big box discount stores. But she says many who feel they've been treated badly in the economic downturn will go back to the companies they think treat people and the environment better. Kane expects that by early next year, companies that get behind sustainable products will wind up being the economic winners. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.